Maranatha, if people can be outside chanting death to Jews and protesting with swastikas and Nazi flags in America, but I can't even stand up for myself, something is fucking wrong. Very wrong. I trusted the wrong people. Jeff. I'm not even going to name names, but Jeff is one of them. He told me a bunch of things, and I don't know. Well, what was the point? What was the point of any of that? He's Catholic, and he believes you have to go to the priest in order to talk to God and confess. You don't need to confess to anybody but God. That's it. So, I don't know. Everybody, light your Shabbat candles tonight for all our Jewish brothers and sisters. Know that these times are biblical. Every morning I wake up to see if Damascus is still there. The Bible is the only book that can predict a future, and it's reading like the Sunday newspaper, if you haven't noticed. This last podcast that I posted, we got to all stand up and not listen to what our government tells us to do if they have another shutdown. We can't let them do that again. No siree. So, put your boots on. Protest. But protest calmly with no violence. Freedom fighters, do not kill innocent people. That's like saying, you know, it just baffles me how these Palestinian, pro-Palestinian people are saying Hamas is okay and they're on the right. No one is on the right when they're taking innocent lives. It's like 9/11. It's like people punishing us, Americans, for our government when we don't even trust our government ourselves. Neither should the Israeli people. They were forced vaccinated. I think they all have like ID passports, vaccination cards. They can't even... Dude, this shit is whack. We are in the end of times. They're not near. They are here. And if we don't start standing up more, we're going to be railroaded. But just know that the stage is set. The war in Israel is being set for the Antichrist to rise and bring peace. Because the Jewish people are waiting for their Messiah. They don't believe that Jesus ever came. So to them, he's still coming. Excuse me. I could not be more excited for this world to end. But I'm not scared. That's how I know I can't trust the police. Because they wrote that I'm scared and I don't fear the end. I couldn't be more happy. That's why I was trying to tell people outside about God. But I just get too emotional and too excited. And it scares people. It baffles me. But the people, you know, protesting with Nazi flags and stuff, nothing happens to them, right? This world is backwards. Backwards. So with that being said, light your Shabbat candles. Shabbat Shalom. Remember what they said about Hitler. He'll come for the Jews on Saturday and the Christians on Sunday. They do not care about life. They do not care about you. They don't care about us. It's all about money and power. Whoever the deep state, they worship the devil. Aliens are already here. These little green men, they are already here. They've been talking to them. Educate yourself, please. Listen to Tim Albino. There's so many people you can listen to. So many people. Just know that you're not alone. You're not alone. You're never alone. And Jesus will talk to you in the lightest whisper of voice. You just have to be quiet enough to hear him. And he won't barge in and scare you. He's going to knock very lightly. And you have to answer that door. He doesn't want to answer the door. He will not come in unless you open the door. So open the door and let Jesus in. Write his name. Let him write his name on your heart. And know this. Know this. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's why you never are sad when someone passes away. I always tell everybody, if anything ever happens to me, be happy because I'm going to be with my Father. I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be with Jesus. We're exactly where I wanted to be. But I would never take my life because God, that's God's job. That's His plan. And I'm waiting for His plan to be served. Okay? I love you. And I've really tried to be nice to everybody. But some people are just, even if you try to be nice to them, they'll use that and they'll even still try to destroy your life. That's the devil. That's sad. I don't know. Just rambling here. Light Shabbat candles. Happy Friday. I hope Jesus comes soon. I hope the rapture happens this weekend. I hope I'm not here next week. I pray I'm not here next week. You pray too. Because where two or more people gather in Jesus' name, there He promises to be. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. Jesus is coming soon.